This episode of On the Record is brought to you by AgriSolutions. I'm Associate Editor Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. On June 14th, the Board of Directors for the Far West Equipment Dealers Association, also known as FWEDA, ratified a membership vote approving its merger with Associated Equipment Distributors, or AED. Joni Wolfel, President and CEO of FWEDA, said that her organization had been in merger talks with AED since last year after FWEDA rejected joining the merger of several regional dealer groups that would form NAEDA, or the North American Equipment Dealers Association. WEDA, the Western Equipment Dealers Association, was one of the regional players that merged into NAEDA. FWEDA and WEDA were themselves in merger talks in 2016, but they ultimately failed. A few years later, when WEDA became part of the group planning that would become the NAEDA merger, FWEDA's board ultimately voted not to participate. According to Wolfel, other potential members, including the Pioneer Equipment Dealers Association and the Montana Equipment Dealers Association, also opted out of merging. When it came to merging with AED, Wolfel said that AED provides optimal benefits and resources for our members and the brightest outlook for the future. Brian McGuire, president and CEO of AED, said one such benefit will be AED efforts in advocating for dealer issues such as right to repair.
There hasn't been a state battle in the right to repair issue that AED has not been at the forefront of making sure that the dealer voice is heard by the legislators. You know, state capital after state capital, our regional managers and our government affairs team have mobilized our members to make sure the message gets out on the right to repair legislation and the devastating effect some of these bills would have on the dealer network.
FWEDA said its merger with AED is expected to be finalized by the end of August. According to Wolfel, FWEDA will be dissolved as part of the merger. This week's dealer on the move is Fenning Equipment. The Ohio shortline-only dealer recently announced it has added the Deutz tractor line to its offerings. This is the first tractor line for the dealership. According to the dealership's newsletter, it has wrestled with the idea of diversity for a long time, saying no to many companies along the way, but Deutz stuck, a great company with a lot of knowledge and integrity that is motivated to show what they are made of. Fenning will carry Deutz tractors from 65 to 340 horsepower and is hosting a Deutz exclusive field day on July 21st. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. A project 20 years in the making became a reality when Horsch debuted its autonomous planter at the Bahia Farm Show in Brazil last week, according to a report from Future Farming. Now, the Horsch Gantry ROG500, as it's called, is a self-propelled seeder with the ability to autonomously follow lines previously planned on the computer. It has a centralized motor unit positioned above the planting rows. Traction is front and rear with wheel spacing of 36 feet and 13 feet, respectively. Also has central seed tanks with a total capacity of 3,170 gallons. So this story reminds me of a conversation we had with Lucas Horsch, who's the CEO of Horsch in North America. At the National Farm Machinery Show earlier this year, we sat down and talked, and we asked him about his vision for the future of the company. And he talked about the importance of learning from new technologies and farming practices in other countries like Brazil.
Because we have so much locations all over the world, we know all the farming practices and we adapted our products to the different worlds what we have worldwide. So we have a lot of contacts, and even tonight we have some guys from Kazakhstan who are visiting us here in the booth, and we just made a dinner together. So the point where I'm coming to is we want to be a platform where everybody can learn from each other, and where we can just exchange and give some other perspective. Talking product is easy. It's nothing very, very fun, I would think, because in farming you need always to adapt. That's the most important thing.
We appreciate Lucas taking the time to sit down with us, and of course we'll continue to follow the development of the Horsch Gantry ROG500 autonomous planter on precisionfarmingdealer.com. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. According to the latest benchmark study from Strip-Till Farmer, 2023 is going to see a smaller percentage of strip-till farmers purchasing equipment. 39% of strip-till farmers updated their planter attachments in 2022 or bought new ones, the highest percentage among all equipment categories. 25% forecast the same for 2023, marking a five-year low. Tractors and corn planters also saw declines in the percentage of farmers planning purchases, with both forecasts to hit five-year lows in 2023. The percentage of strip-tillers planning combine purchases or updates for 2023 came in at 12.7%, half of the 24.3% who reported the same for 2022. Overall, 7 of the 8 equipment categories saw declines in the percentage of strip-tillers planning purchases for 2023 versus 2022. The only category that saw an increase was strip-till row units, where 9.7% reported purchasing or updating them in 2022, and 14.4% forecast doing the same in 2023. When asked what brand strip-till bar they're using, Kuhn Krauss remained the most popular option, with 18.2% of growers indicating that as their brand. However, this was a five-year low, down from 23.3% in 2021. Case IH / DMI, on the other hand, gained ground, with 16.4% of strip-till farmers using that brand's strip-till bar, a five-year high. Orthman was the third most selected brand at 9.1%, though this was also a five-year low and the fourth year in a row of decline. ETS tied Dawn Equipment as the fourth most popular brand. For Dawn, 8.5% was the highest percentage of strip-tillers using its toolbar in the last 5 years. JP Morgan analysts updated their analysis on Deere's financial services business on July 18th, following Deere's second quarter SEC filings earlier this month. The update said the portfolio performed well in the second quarter. Equipment on operating lease was relatively flat, and delinquencies decreased sequentially. Net income for the financial services business, however, dropped 87% year-over-year in the second quarter to $28 million and was down 52% for the first 6 months of the year. Deere stated in its SEC filings that the low net income was partially caused by a correction to the accounting treatment of its dealer incentives, resulting in a $135 million after-tax expense. Excluding the accounting change, net income was down 22% year-over-year. Revenue for the quarter rose 36% to $1.3 billion and was up 36% for the first half of the year as well to $2.5 billion. The decline in net income caused Deere to downgrade its outlook for financial services net income for the year from $820 million to $630 million. According to JP Morgan's update, this revision implies a 28% year-over-year decline in net income in Deere's fiscal year 2023. JP Morgan is estimating $641 million for Deere Financial's 2023 net income, which would represent a 27% decline. According to JP Morgan analysts, the financial services business represented 7% of John Deere's consolidated revenue and 1% of its net income in the second quarter, down from 11% and 33% at peak contribution in fiscal years 2016 and 2015, respectively. This week's data point is brought to you by the Dealership Mind Summit. In the recently released June issue of Farm Equipment, editors put together the Farm Equipment 100, a list of North America's 100 largest ag equipment dealers and the details on their stores, product lines, employees, executives, and business system software. Among these dealers, 43% used EQIP, John Deere's proprietary dealer business system. A little over 70% of Deere dealers on the Farm Equipment 100 reported using EQIP. CDK was the second most used software at 28%, followed by DIS at 11%. Other business systems were used by one or two dealers, with the other category including systems such as Tandem, PowerEQ, and AS400. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lessertermedia.com. For On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for joining us.